Tuesday night in Seattle. Gotta love it, man.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, thank you. We've had 2 days off just bouncing around and having fun being back in town, so it was great to just appreciate your great city and give it back to you if we can. So, but we're gonna have a little Halloween party from here on out. That's all right, y'all. So I'm gonna turn you over to the man who does not wear costumes, and he'll have to explain that. But go ahead and tell them about this song, and you know, we're in a place where we're a high-tech culture that they will understand this theory you're about to present here. Go, please, go ahead.
You're putting me in spots tonight, big boy.
I know.
All right. So it turns out if you take a mixing bowl and you dump beer into it and you throw your watch, Rolex, Timex, whatever you got, it doesn't make any difference. You stir it all up and you think about time, and time doesn't really matter.
No.
It doesn't matter very much at all. It matters almost none. It's called the theory of drunkativity that I came up with myself. I've been thinking about it for the last couple of years because I have to impersonate Alan Jackson in this next song, and I've got a mustache, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thank you, Al McAnally, right there.